Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you know, can you believe it's July already?
No, dude. It's going by way too fast.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I seen our mutual friend today.
Who? And who might that be? Mr. Kennedy?
Mr. Kennedy.
How is he doing?
Holding his own.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a little bare spirits. He got a bagger not too long ago.
What?
And yeah. Nice. But the reason he got the bagger was so he could take Kathy for some rides. But
right.
One ride, about an hour later he had to take her home, but he's doing all kinds of things to it. So he's got his mind, you know, he's here and there.
He's keeping busy.
Yeah. And he just said to say hello to everybody, and heard a voice from the past today. I haven't talked to her in a while, but that Lady Betsy that's in Boston over there.
Yeah.
And she hit me up today. And she pretty much knows what you know. So told him about that. And he just said to say hello to everybody, and he misses it. But we don't know when he's coming back yet.
It's all good.
Yeah. But other than that, today was just like, I was like looking fucking July 1st. I was like, holy shit, where'd the fucking time go?
Yeah, I keep getting the days of the week screwed up from this weekend to now.
Yeah.
It's because I'm all, like, confused with the holiday on the Friday, and I'm like, Yeah, it's going to be one of them weeks, and, like, we don't know if we're getting hit with tropical storm and possible hurricane over here. They're watching that, so
you might
we're
get
bracing
by,
for that.
Yeah, you might get it by.
Yeah,
that's Thursday fucked up.
Friday. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a total washout. And if it's bad, we're going to have power down and everything else. That July 4th is done.
Yeah.
The glories of New Orleans.
Yeah. And today I wanted to say, I don't usually do this, but and I wanted to tell me, Louis Wifeyati, happy birthday today.
Who?
Emilio's wife, her name is Yachty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And nothing else really. I didn't really plan on my daughter had my second granddaughter, 8 pounds, 14 ounces. And
awesome.
Yeah. Goes by the name of Jessa Louise.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And man, I was like, I went after work yesterday and I kind of had shit all over me and I didn't want to, I got close, but I didn't get, you know, I didn't hold her this time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to. I was going to go take a shower and everything, but I didn't have another change of clothes. But, yeah. No. It's so funny that this one and the other one, they could be twins.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I was getting ready to leave, and she goes, whenever she hears a motorcycle, she says, pop a vroom. Pop a vroom. So whenever they're driving, she hears a motorcycle, pop a vroom. And then gets mad.
That's awesome.
Then gets mad when it's not me.
That's good stuff right there. My granddaughter's coming down to see me in August. I can't wait. August's going to be busy because my daughter's going to come in. And right when my daughter leaves out, Flea is coming up for 20 beautiful days from Bermuda. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be a happy me. Yeah. I can't wait to see that one. Ooh, love that woman.
Yeah, it just, it's crazy.
Tornadoes touched down in the Illinois area.
A
couple people we knew got hit, and they went without power and stuff, and I don't know who's still without power, you know, but I guess some damage and stuff was done.
Wow. Yeah, I just, my brother's a fireman there, so he said it was a busy day.
I know. It was, like, really hot here today, hot and humid, muggy, typical yuck. And, like, tonight I'm sitting out on the back deck, and there's, like, a strong breeze, but it's coming from the north because it's cold. Yeah, there's cool air happening over here, and it's gone from, like, one extreme to the other. I'm surprised we don't have thunderclouds.
Yeah.
But that'll be coming Thursday and Friday. That'll be coming. I'm thrilled.
You know, the last few days, I leave in the morning, it's, we call it June gloom.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's misty and sometimes it's not, you know. But, the weather's funky out here. I was watching some fucking planes spray the chemtrails today.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
No.
We don't, well, it's not cool, but, like, we don't see Houston. I mean, it's not a good thing, but, like, I've never experienced any of that and seen any of the people do what they do except by, like, TV.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys got hot, dry airs over there, and the slightest little thing can create some mischief. But over here, it doesn't. You see the fire trucks in action in the city, like when a house is doing whatever. But it's not like when they treat that stuff and they go out on the what are those, like big helicopters or planes that release all that chemical down to the ground or water, whatever it is. What are those things?
I forget what they call them. It's like right there, and I can't think of the name.
Yeah. Those are some brave people that do that stuff. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff goes on for days, sometimes weeks, you know, when it doesn't seem to stop. And them guys are, like, working around the clock. Madness.
Yeah, and I can't think of the name.
You know, a friend of mine went skydiving. I have to say this. A friend of mine went skydiving and showed me that video. She went skydiving over Newport. I got to do it. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
That was just too cool. Like, my daughter's not pleased with it, and a couple other people aren't, but I just think it's awesome. I have to do it.
Yeah. No, there's all kinds of crazy shit going on.
We got great whites over here, too. They're making the front page of a lot of headlines because I guess a couple that they're following were tagged, and they've been following them from, like, the bottom of the eastern coastline all the way up to New England.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could remember their names because they've got Facebook pages that announces, like, where they're at, what they're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, they've determined that, you know, we've got more great whites coming in close to us, et cetera, and they're saying that that's going to be pretty much permanent at this point because the waters just warm up and the seals are wicked overpopulated over here. And it started, you know, many years back with one and then two, and then they were, like, tracking four. And a couple of them got close around here where I'm at. But they keep sailing out towards the Cape because that's where there's more food for them to eat. But they're big ones. They're not like, you know, young, adolescent great whites. We're talking like huge in length. So I don't know. Some of them might be interesting. Don't you guys, you guys got great whites over there in that part of California? I mean, are they around or?
Yeah, every once in a while you hear some about them. But yeah. not that much. But because the water's getting warmer, yeah, they're a little more often.
Yeah, well, it's cool, you know, that they were able to tag them, and they've been following, like, where they go during what time of the year, during what seasons, where, you know, what path they seem to follow. And they were saying that the ones that have come up here to the East Coast that they've been able to track almost follow the same exact pattern each season, almost like, you know, birds migrate from one place to another. They know what time of year to do it, that they're picking up consistencies with the way they travel. So, I mean, as scary as it is, it's cool they're learning a lot about them, and they've got a big, like, oceanography type place, marine biology, all that baloney right up there in Woods Hole, Cape Cod, and they study all that stuff. So it's very interesting if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, they have it. They have it here. They call it SeaWorld, but there's a lot of shit going on with them about them whales.
Yeah, I watched the documentary on that about the injured staff and the girl that got dragged under and she drowned a couple of years ago, and like it brings a whole new light to that place should be shut down. I'm sorry. You know, animals that large, in my opinion, should not be contained, like, you know, from a whale to an elephant to whatever. They're just large in life and they need to have room to do what they need to do. And when you take away their roaming space, you know, you're going to have problems because they react just like human beings do, you know. And if I was one of them, I'd get sick of, like, jumping through hoops and, you know, waving hello to the audience every damn day in this small little pool, you know. And the fact when they were showing, what's crazy is the first baby Shamu, I was down at SeaWorld. I got to see that little baby. But they showed on that documentary, they separated the two of them, and the mother was, like, flipping out. It was horrible, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing, you know, and that just shows you how close animals are, and you can't do that to them. They're not, wild animals are not meant to be a show and tell. They're meant to be learned and watched and followed, you know. They're meant to be free and to contain them. I don't agree with that, just like I don't agree with containing bears and lions and every other big type animal, you know. I don't believe in zoos and all that. I believe in, like the bird sanctuary places that try to help birds, you know, get back on their feet if they've lost quills, like hawks and eagles. That makes them very imbalanced and they can't fly, so these places will replace the quills, which are the little points that hold the feathers, and rehabilitate them to let them go. You know, and the injured ones, they keep, you know, there where they can be fed, et cetera. And I believe in that type of stuff because if an animal is going to go back out into the wild and die, even though that's just, you know, that's Mother Nature, that's what happens. You know, if we can help them and for them to be still productive a little bit, you know, I'm in total agreement with that. I just can't deal with the zoo thing. I don't think that's cool at all, but that's just my personal opinion, you know. I'm not stepping anybody's toes.
It's like anything else, being reined in and held against your will.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's like, how can you take a creature like an elephant that weighs like what, a ton or better, and put it in a small little lot of, you know, grass or dirt or this makeshift wildlife scenery? You can't. That animal that size needs room to spread its legs and run around and do what it needs to do. And, you know, it just makes for bad stuff. You can't do that.
No.
I mean, dogs and cats and stuff, domesticated animals, or those were bred to be, you know, different species for smaller apartments, smaller environments. You know, you can buy a dog to adapt to what type of surrounding you have, and they're meant to be humanly maintained. But, you know, you're not going to go out and bring home a coyote or a wolf and, you know, it could be fine for X amount of years and all of a sudden turn on a dime because it's got that wild instinct. And I'm not saying a dog can't do that neither, but, you know, it just,
yep,
you can't do that. Something wild needs to be kept just that wild.
Yeah. No, and it's like I never cage up my dogs. I feel they need to, if they want to walk around, they walk around, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. I can understand, like, if you live in a, you know, a heavy populated area, fencing in your whole backyard, you know, because for the dog's safety. But it's still got to be able to run around that yard and stretch its legs and do what it needs to do. You can't, like, chain them up and just leave them there.
Yeah. Nah, I just, one of my cousins back in Illinois.
Yeah.
Said they just got back into their house from a tornado that cut a path right through their property. The house is okay,
get
but got a tree damage. And then my other cousin says they just got their power back.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. And the problem with tornado, like the hurricanes, we can track, you know, and we can follow them from start to finish. You know, we can estimate the time of arrival, et cetera, et cetera. Tornadoes, man, they come up out of the blue, and it's like split second decision and listening to them tornado horns and stuff, and that's a horrible feeling. I can remember when I lived in the Midwest, they would, you know, sound the horns to practice them to make sure they worked, and just, you know, hearing that stuff, your jaw would just drop for a second. You'd take a deep breath and, you know, realize it was a test. But yeah, it just, that's a eerie feeling right there, boy.
Yeah. No, I'm going to, and then, like, I got a long day tomorrow, so I'm just going to probably another 5-10 minutes and call it a night.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. But, and the other thing is, you know, I got gas today, and I was there for maybe about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And, I had to make a call and a couple other things, and I looked over, and it was about 88, 89 maybe, that time. And his fucking dog was locked in a car.
Get out of here.
The windows were up, the car was off, and a guy getting gas, seeing the dog was at the window panting, you know, and when they need water, their tongue gets real big.
Oh, my God.
He just walked over and broke the window. Pulled the dog out of the opened the door, got the dog out, walked him over and gave him some water. And then the people that owned the car come back and were screaming. I thought somebody was going to get fucking beat up or killed over this shit. And then the wife says to the guy, "I told you not to leave the dog in the car. I told you this was going to happen, the way you leave the dog in the car." So now she turned on him. He left her there with the dog and took off.
Wow. That's terrible.
No, that's a big thing out here, because we're like, this is a desert community.
Yeah, because you guys, man, that heat is, I mean, we get it bad, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, hoo-wee, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Fry your brain cells.
Yeah. But, no, it's kind of a shitty day in other ways, too. Yesterday, they buried one of my cousins. That's why my other cousin was at her house when the tornado went through. But
that's terrible.
Yeah. And he was only 47.
Wow. Told him my dad was.
Yeah. I say when I roll over in the morning and I get to plant my feet on the floor, it's a good day.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
You never know when your number's up.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
But I told Bill I'd play his favorite song. Let me pop that on, and I'll talk to you Thursday.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, this is a little Mike P. Bill's favorite song, as you guys know, is Summertime.
Yeah, yeah. Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah, come on.
Z-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV. Something for my 818 homie. Z-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV. Something for my 818 homie. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, it's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. Twist the bottle open, homie, throw away the cap. Cause where we going, man, we don't need that. All we need is a 30 pack, a pack of Jimmy straps, pack of hood rats, and a paddy kicking at. I think I'll call Slim, see what's up with him. If I can throw some hoes in the pool again. When it comes to having fun, I'm a motherfucking addict. Once again, I'm back at it, baby mama, true dramatic. And goddamn it, it's about that time. Then drink up the vodka, beer and wine. Not even Friday night drunk for the 10th time. So what the fuck, I guess I'll bust another rhyme. Cause hey, all I wanna do is drink beer and screw. Hang on the avenue and go home with you when the party ends. Mike P back again, representing. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV. Something for my 818 homie. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV. Something for my 818 homie. Mine's Mike P, and it's likely that you just might be my new white tee. Hey, I'm just playing. Tell me, baby girl, hey, are you leaving or staying? There's a pool party going on, I'm all jumping. Kick back for a second, bring a couple of friends. I don't know the type of Chris that you been in, but my backyard look like a fucking Caribbean. Waterfalls, waterfalls, let's slip, let's fly. Jump in the pool, act a fool. I'm way too cool, call me GQ Smooth. It's a player's holiday, so it's time to celebrate. Got chicken on the grill, put some beer and steak. The feeling so great in the 818. It's a summertime breeze for the summertime G's and the summertime ladies with the double-double D's. V-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. V-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie.
Yeah, this next verse right here goes out to everybody cruising Lower Canyon, homie, in 1999, 2000. Yeah, this one's for you, straight up.
In the town of 818 of the L.A. counties, there's a place that we roll in the San Fernando Valley. A little boulevard that's called Lower Canyon, where all the chicken heads go when it's time for landing. Hit the street looking clean, rolling these up on a Cadillac. Open too short like a big motherfucking Mac. Take a sip of yak just to get right. Holla at some hoes at the next red light. From Fox Avenue all the way to Brand. Turn around and come back to the three-wheel stand. 64, watch it jump, hydraulic in the trunk. Turn my bass up and watch a 12-inch bump. Can't fuck with my ride, homie, don't try. Just fucking with my senses like suicide. Back to them hoes, little lady, what's your name? She roll away hard in a blue Ford Range. She said, what's your name? I said, I'm Mike P. The lady of the night is what you might be. She said, I heard of you, you a player, right? Don't get mad at me, girl, cause
game tight. She gave up the number with no fuss and fight. I'll be up in that ass later on tonight. Jump back in my ride, swerve away from the curb. Back on the boulevard for another chick to serve. Not even 8 o'clock, already got six numbers. I can tell right now it's gonna be a great summer.